Yeah, we gon' take it on back, y'all. Just a little bit.
He's playing taking it back.
Taking it back with that groove. That's what's up. I heard that. I know it's an old song, but you know what? Hearing the lyrics is what's going on today. We need to take it back. And thank you for being on my show. Hey,
thank you,
James. Are you with me?
Yes, man. What's up? What's up, Brenda? What's up? How you doing, baby?
Hey. That jam right what's there. Up? What year did that came out?
Oh, probably... 2004, somewhere
wow.
in there, maybe. Yeah.
It sounds fresh and new to me.
Yeah, anything new that you haven't heard is always fresh and new to the new ears. But it's like, but, you know, I was younger in the game and was still trying to find a producer, engineer, and a team to help me create the sound. Now, the idea, what you hear in terms of the idea, that I would love to redo that for the current feel. I promise you, but the point is that back then, I didn't have the budget, the team, or the experience to really polish your music, which is what a lot of independent artists are struggling to do now, which is why they can't compete with industry-level people or artists because they just don't have that infrastructure and stability for production, to engineer, to team, and other writers and vocalists. So, you know, but
right.
So back then, I was just developing and trying to figure it out. So, yes.
Well,
but
thank you for that
information.
And where are you calling from right now, St. James?
I'm calling from California, Sacramento, California, to be exact.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, tell us how your music journey began. What and whom was your inspiration for your talent and skills and songwriting skills?
You know, growing up, I'm from Chicago originally, so growing up in the impoverished neighborhoods of South Side of Chicago, it was really bad. You know how bad it was in the 60s for a lot of African Americans.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so grandma was grandma back then usually raised the kids. So my grandmother was really like my mom, while my mom was still trying to grow up and figure it out, having babies. So that kind of thing went down. So grandma was her Baptist church soloist. So I got my music chops from her, watching her, getting mentored by her, and just in the kitchen cooking, singing during the weekdays, Otis Redding, Ray Charles, everybody else on Sunday, James Cleveland, Mahalia Jackson, and getting it in. And you better show up to church, honey, ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you did sing in church growing up as a boy?
Yes, ma'am. Sure did.
All right. All right, then. Okay. So we're going to get into talking about your new single, Being Gentle. Can you give us a brief story on this single, if it has one?
Yes, ma'am. And I say yes, ma'am, out of courtesy and respect for you, not because I'm trying to be – because if you say that these days – a lot of people are like, I'm not old. No, it's about courtesy and respect. That's just how I was raised.
Thank you.
Show respect to everyone.
Thank you.
So with that being said, being gentle, back in the day growing up, we had house parties back in the day. We would, you know, that's where a lot of people met their significant other or their future bride or groom or the mother and father of their children in some of these settings, man. So that song has took me back to that time where we could get together, do house parties, and enjoy each other, and go home and have a good had a good night or experience. So that song particularly was there, and I remember slow dancing. You know, at the end of the night, you try to find that one you've been looking at. She's been looking at you. You know, y'all had eye on each other. You want to dance? You know, that was one of those kind of songs. So as I got older, I said I really want to one day remake this record and do it some justice. So my brother out of Ohio, his name is Chocolate Songbird. He's a rapper and a lyricist. And he's friends with the original composer and author, Jerry Mims. And Jerry, I talked to Jerry. I said, what would I need to do to cut this record, the rights, the licensing, what did it take? He said, listen, just do what you got to do and let me hear it and everything. We'll go from there. So when he heard the record, he said it was phenomenal, and I could do whatever I needed to do with it. And in fact, he would now give me 50% rights to my version of the song, which is unheard of in the music industry.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
That was nothing but a blessing.
Now, is this
track
involved in a movie or in a soundtrack for a movie?
Not at the moment. We just dropped it a month and 2.5 weeks ago, I should say. And
okay.
So we're just independently. I'm an independent artist with an independent label of my own, and with no label backing and no major backing. So this is all grassroots fans, people, family, friends, just everybody supporting the record. It's amazing.
I love the video.
Appreciate it.
Well, here is Being Gentle. You stay in that seat, St. James. We'll be right back.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl, I understand that you're body needs attention, and I don't want to take away from your body's perfections by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't want to make it hard, cause it's all way too simple.
I remember when I
on, so don't you ever stop being in my world.
Today. Happy birthday, Sine. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, girl. Gone with your bad self.
Oh, she ridiculous, man.
Together. Awesome. Awesome. So where can anyone purchase this single online at any music outlets? Where?
It's everywhere right now. So specifically Spotify is a great place to start, ladies and gentlemen. You can stream it. Make sure you follow St. James. Hit the little green heart to save the song, put it on the playlist, and keep on spinning it. I appreciate y'all out there for the support. You can get it on any other digital platform that you like, iTunes, Apple Music, whatever you're using, titled everywhere. I have an official website. That's www.saintjames, S-A-I-N-T-J-A-I-M-Z, saintjames.com.
All right. Thank you for all that information. Well did. So, I would like to ask you, is there any other future music projects to mention? And will you be collaborating with any other artists in other future music projects?
Okay, I do have an EP following this single, Being Gentle. It's a EP of cover tunes similar to Being Gentle, how I reimagined it. I like to call things like that reimagined songs. You can never take a classic and make it, you know, and do anything other than with a classic. It's a classic. It's a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
But what you can do is reimagine them in a way that kind of resonates today. So, yes, I have an EP called Throwback to Covers. So we're doing throwback music and their cover songs, but they're all ridiculously. I'm excited about the project. It's called Throwback to Covers. Hopefully by the end of September, fall 2020, in the next month or so, we'll be dropping that project. And future projects with other artists. I work with a lot of different independent artists, but I work with some notable names, throwback artists. That's my thing. I like taking throwback records and making it hot today. So I did a project with Maxine Jones of En Vogue. We about three songs into it. They're hot. So I produce. Not only do I write and sing, I produce. I have a team of people around me, and we're just putting together really quality records. We're waiting for the industry to catch up to where we are so they can come on over to Sacramento and come to where we are so we can put some heat on, underneath them and get them going, especially artists that are independent that used to have record deals. They're now looking for quality product now. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You can't be throwback and old school, because the word old school to me always, not offensive, but it seems a little, because we have a thing with ageism in America. Let's be clear. And so when you call something old, people tend to kind of look at you weird. So I'm more of a throwback artist. So, and a throwback jersey, like in sports, doesn't make it old. It just has a familiarity to it, but it's not old and fresh out the package. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going on.
Well, thank you for that information. Wow, that's amazing. So how do you feel about doing cover songs than writing your own music?
You know, I got a catalog of original stuff, but I realized that during this time that we're going through with the pandemic, COVID-19, and the loss of life and the anxiety that's just permeating across the country and across the globe, it's just a time for a little more gentleness, a little bit more just slow down. We're in a hurry to go nowhere because we can't go anywhere. So what are we in a hurry for still? So basically, we got to catch up. We got to mentally catch up with the fact that we can no longer just go, go, go. We now have to stay. So if we got to stay, why are we still trying to go, go, go? And then all we're doing is making it rough on ourselves and other people around us. So relax, enjoy some good music. So these songs, I think, will take people back to a place of nostalgia, especially over 30. I'm really trying to reach if I reach some younger generation, great, but I'm really trying to reach the 35 and up crowd and generation of people who we allowed R&B music specifically to get so far in a dug hole that we have to beg people to support it. It's unfortunate because that is the foundation of music, rhythm and blues. Rap is its foundation from R&B. I don't know how R&B got so far behind that it's now secondary. I'm gonna say it again. I don't know how we as a generation, I'm not talking about the young kids, they just only doing what they know to do. So it ain't their fault. But our generation, we allowed ourselves to get used to hearing stuff that isn't comfortable to our ears and sonically sound to us. So why is it okay for it? It's not okay for us to, as our in our age group, to listen to something that's not uncomfortable. That's uncomfortable. We're not saying we're not disrespecting nobody's art. We're just saying if your ears, it ain't fitting your ears in your eardrums. You got to be honest about that. We let R&B just sink away, man. I'm bringing it back, and I'm gonna keep on being an advocate for R&B, rhythm and blues, independent artists, and people out there that got quality music just need an opportunity.
Right. And thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for bringing that out. Appreciate that. And that's what's up. That's what's up. I also want to mention that you're a 16-year U.S. Army veteran. I want to salute
you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Yep. 16 years in the military. I served the country in various capacities as a chaplain's assistant. So, you know, with the chaplain's assistant, basically what you do, you know, you're doing death notifications, you're informing the family during wartime when there's issue, you're providing religious support services. So I got a well-rounded experience as a human being, as an African-American man, and as a soldier, a former soldier. So, you know, I get it. So I can kind of coexist and kind of deal with most people, depending on no matter what their culture or race is.
Well, you use your skills and your training that you've been in the Army and what you're doing now. So you're doing a very good job at it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I would like to play another one of your old tracks called Fantasy. Mm-hmm. Is there a brief story behind it? I just want to play a little bit of it.
Okay. Fantasy for me at the time, that's when Vibe magazine and all of the magazines, that's before the internet. Yeah. I mean, online stuff just took over so bad where you couldn't even look at print anymore. But during that time, I'm telling my age, which I don't care about telling.
I remember, yeah.
So back during those times, you know, it was so superficial and shallow, the things that we were more concerned about other than each other's respecting each other's reality, whether you're what you look like, what you have, what you don't possess, what you do possess. We were so caught up in cars, clothes, and, you know, and things that we lost sight of. I felt like during that time we lost sight of what's really important. So I wrote the song Fantasy to reflect that at the time.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it for people that don't even know of you. Play a little bit of it. Here we go.
SJ, NY, baby. Yep. We about to take the world over, man. Is this the life that was meant to be? Cause I'm NYM/ROD. Cause we them dudes they see on TV. Pushing Cadillac trucks and dropping a Z. If it out for a risk cost more than a mansion. And we wear Giantano just for fashion. Snap out of it. It's a fantasy. And everything dog ain't meant to be. Come on.
The world to me is just like a dream. Living in a fantasy. It's all about images of false reality. People never satisfied, no matter what they
all
see.
All right, now just to get a that is fantasy now. And this new EP coming up, will we get a taste of a little bit of this too?
Nah, that's like the new EP is all cover records. That's like an original joint, that fantasy song.
All right, you did say that, right? All right, well
that's
let's go
good.
On. So what is the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans and curious listeners out there to get out of this new single, Being Gentle?
Well, I believe right now, again, I said the world is in a hurting place. And I think the song Being Gentle is indicative of that, of that kind of like tenderness and softness. We've gotten away from the sensitivities of love. And affection towards each other. I mean, it's okay to love someone. It's okay to touch someone that wants to be touched by you in any way, whether that's literally or figuratively. And I think we got to get back to being okay with showing common courtesy to each other. If you see someone and you walk by them, if you're all those kind of simple things that we learned at an early age that were vital to respecting each other's space. We all got to live on this planet, whether we like each other or not, whether we're the same race, whether we're different races, whether we're whatever. We have to live on this planet, and we have to start respecting each other again. It's just that simple to me. I treat people the way I want to be treated, and when people don't treat me the way I want to be treated, I let them know you're not. You teach people how to treat you. You don't have to respect anything but direct conversation. And if someone doesn't want to respect your space, then move away from the situation. You have to walk away at times in your mind. Your mind have you doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing, reacting to how you're being treated. So it's just an unfortunate time. So we have to focus on the positive if possible. I can't stand negativity.
Right, really me can't. Too. I like it too. So you're more than welcome right now to give a shout out to all the persons that have helped you throughout the years in your music career. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to give honor to God, of course, because without Him, I couldn't do anything. I do believe that. I want to thank my family, my immediate family, my previous immediate family, some of my relatives in the distance, but particularly I want to thank my music family who's shown me love over the last maybe 5 to 10 years out here in California. My producer, Ivan Johnson Sr., my co-writing partner, Kaleo Ross. I want to thank my engineer, who's one of the best in the game, Brian the Sound Surgeon Porter. I want to thank my pops. He got records coming out too. Stay tuned for Pop, POPZ, the Triple OG. I want to thank my promotions people, Kingdom Marketing Promotion, my man AD. I want to thank ALB Consultant, Vaughn, and my man Sadiq, and his lovely bride. He just got married. Congratulations again, my brother. so many people. Thank you. You know who you are. All my family. I say family because I don't like the word fans, because sometimes fans obviously means fanatical, and I don't think anybody should be fanatical about anything that I'm doing. So let's focus on being music family. We're family. Okay. All loving R&B, good music. So I want to thank all my family out there that support me and Tanae with the Gentle Being Gentle record. Stay tuned for more great content and more artists coming off of the Household Name Entertainment label. I want to thank you, Brenda, for having me on your show. It's a blessing. I'll take nothing for granted.
All right. Let's give everybody a hand. How about that? We're coming to a close to the end of the show. And I want to thank you for all the information you've given today. Any other information you would like to give?
I just want to, you know, everybody out there, if you're listening, it's time to let go of whatever ails you, whatever's been bogging you down or keeping you from living your best life. We're in a pandemic. There's no vaccine, technically. There's no cure. We don't know what tomorrow brings. You don't know what tomorrow brings. Let it go and try to move from today onward and love and live and forgive, baby, because that's really all that matters. And those that love you and that you love back, hold them close to you and enjoy what's left of life, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. People are passing away unexpectedly of this situation, of this pandemic, and we don't know what tomorrow brings us. So we got to enjoy what today brings us.
And thank you for those words of encouragement. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd like to play I'm Not the Enemy. Is
okay.
That what year did that track came out?
Honestly, I dropped that I'm Not the Enemy 2019, I believe it is. I didn't have the same promotions and structure that I got now with Being Gentle in terms of how it's being received. So my plan is to put that, release that again in maybe like the spring of or the winter or the first quarter of the year, maybe with my original material. We'll see how everything pans out with everything we're doing up until that point. But I'm Not the Enemy, real quick, is as a man, and I just, this goes both ways, but I'm a man singer, and I sing life songs, not love songs. Love is a relative term. Life is real. So for me, this song is about if you meet someone that did not hurt you, offend you, or do anything to violate you to get you to a place where you don't trust, believe, or love again, you can't hold them accountable for something they didn't do. So I'm not the enemy.
Right. I like that. So can you give your website information again and your social media?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'm at St. James, SaintJamz. St. James, you can, all things St. James. You go to my Instagram, it's at St. James, SaintJamz. You click the link, it takes you to all my links, the link tree. So it'll take you everywhere you need to go, to all platforms, all links, and all situations. So that's where I'm at. www.saintjames.com is my website officially.
All right. Thank you for that information. I thank you for taking out your time, being on my platform. Mm-hmm. I want you to come back
ma'am.
With your new music project. Hopefully you'll look me up, and you have a blessed day. St. James, everyone, here is I Am
you.
Not the Enemy. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's a lot of people hurting in the world today. I just want you to know, baby, that I'm not the one who hurt you. So if you would just give me a chance, I'ma show you what kind of man I am. Check it.
Lately you feel so empty. He broke your heart, left you lonely. But I wanna know how you feel. If it's alright, then let me know the deal. See, I realize that it's lonely. In a short time, you hardly know. But I need to know what the deal is. If it's alright, then tell me how you feel, baby. I'm not the one who hurt you. If you give me a chance to get to know you, I need you to see, baby, me for me. I'm not the enemy, baby, please. I'm not the one. So you say all men are alike, baby. But I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah. And just because they hurt you doesn't mean that I would do the same to you.
You don't have
a clue.
The way I gotta let that shit go. Cause it's holding you back, and the fact that I don't wanna be dealing with that. You need to take accountability and start dealing with the pain and projecting the blame. I'm not the one who hurt you.
that is Van General. That logo there is by the artist St. James. Look for that information he has given us earlier. This is Lady Diva signing out with a new single by V. Jeffrey Smith with the band group No Plan B featuring V. Jeffrey Smith, which is a jazz artist. They have an album called Am I Black Enough For You album, which I am going to play Jump. He will be my next upcoming guest coming on my platform, V. Jeffrey Smith, with the new EP album they have. Be looking for V. Jeffrey Smith, which will be Friday, August 21st at 2:30 p.m. Central Time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your time zone. And you know me, this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.